Who's on the phone?
Trustee Dick is on the phone. I'll say that in a minute. Okay, welcome to the Bethel Township Board of Trustees, June 17th, 2026, special meeting. Call to order time will be 6:02. Call the roll, please.
Fiscal Officer Ross, absent. Trustee Wilkerson?
Present.
Trustee Reese?
Present.
Trustee Dick, absent.
Well,
on the phone.
Yeah. She's on the phone.
Assistant to the Fiscal Officer Fortunato, here.
Okay. So first up, we will have public comments on items on the agenda. I see we have a couple pink slips before you read them, though. Give me a second. So, I'm going to assume that the subject matter will be the food truck action that we'll be taking tonight. So, just some information. The reason this is even here is because typically when somebody asks for a food truck in the township, they ask for it on their own property, right? I'm having a graduation party for my daughter. I want to have a food truck, but it's on my property. So in this case, the request is for food trucks at Friendship Park, which is not the owner's property. That property is technically owned by the township or Bethel Township trustees. So the advice we were given is that the owner who is supposed to sign the application would be the trustees. And we can't decide anything individually. We work as a board. So we have to come to a meeting in an open meeting in public, discuss it, and vote on it in an open meeting. So I just wanted everyone to know that was the reasoning behind having this. It wasn't to pull anything or anything like that. It's strictly because legally this is what we're supposed to do. So everyone will have 5 minutes, and I have a list of rules for discussing or for speaking, but I think I'm gonna skip those. Just be respectful and stick to the topic. Anyone can speak, and like I said, 5 minutes. So if I have to, we will read these, but it's kind of a long list, so I'll save that just in case. Okay, who do we have first?
Donna Hughes.
Donna Hughes.
I don't have an agenda. All I have is people.
Oh, sorry. Give me those. Why do you have those?
Because you gave them to me.
Is that what everybody else has?
Yep. Yeah,
oh,
people.
Bring those back.
Resumes.
Sorry. I swapped the folders. Yeah, if you guys could return those, I will give you the agendas and put those out.
Okay.
Anton, is it too late?
I'm sorry? No, go ahead. Can I get the...
He looks like a seller candidate.
Well, thank you for your opinion.
Okay.
Is it only the one that you guys had?
Is that counting against my 5 minutes?
No, it does not.
Thankfully.
6:02 is the call time?
Wait, hold on 1 second. Don't start yet. Do we have all of these back? We're missing some. Is there more of those over there? Oh, wait, here's some. Because we need these for the meeting, so... Okay. Sorry about that. I thought I had everything organized in the right folder, but apparently not. My apologies. Okay. Miss Donna Hughes, please fire when ready.
What time was the call meeting to order?
6:02.
Okay, my name is Donna Hughes, 9360 South Mann Road. I had a suggestion regarding food trucks or people wanting to rent Friendship Park, and that would be have a cash deposit beforehand. Explain what that would cover. If they didn't do, if it wasn't clean, you'll take that out of that deposit before you return it for them. And I think having a deposit that you pay first, you would be a little bit more mindful of the property and the cleanup, because you'll lose it if it's not clean. And safe to protect them, I would suggest that they take a picture of it before they leave that day or that night to prove it was clean. So protect them as well as protect you guys. And that's about it. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
All right, thank you. Okay, who's next, please?
Jason McCoy.
Jason McCoy, 4021 East, US 40, Tip City. I suppose I really just wonder, like, where are we drawing lines here? The resolution that you're proposing is two food trucks. What if it's only one food truck? Does that change the resolution? What if I show up with a dozen gas grills and there's no trucks? How does that change? Like, you're drawing a very hard line in the sand, whereas it's supposed to be a public property for public usage. You say the trustees own it. The trustees are the stewards of the public property. And so again, I think you're looking for a very black and white rule. What's to say that I don't sign your application, I just show up with 12 gas grills, Julie? Josh, what happens then? Do I need to fill out a form? Is it just me and some buddies hanging out, cooking and drinking a soda? What's that look like? And why are we going through all this legal maneuvering? I understand it's protect yourselves, protect the township, like that goes without saying. I just drove past and I think there's already signs stating like at your own risk or something like that, like relieving yourselves of the liability, like that's wise. But again, like we're trying to do all this maneuvering and really, Julie, the question I have specifically is for you. You're the acting zoning administrator.
No.
Who is, please?
That's me.
Oh, I should have been interfacing with you far more. In fact, I never got a response to my email like 3.5 weeks ago.
He can delegate the work because there's a lot. So we've all taken on parts of the zoning.
Because all of the zoning at BethelTownship.whatever comes from Julie, you specifically. So you're saying you're not the acting administrator?
I have been delegated to work on this specific case.
And others, like there's three or four open items.
Yes, and others.
I'm just more confused now than ever. So you're the acting administrator for zoning,
mm-hmm.
but you're not handling any of the cases?
Not the ones she's working.
I see, okay, mm-hmm. All right. Well, I was just curious, I was instructed by, was it you, Kathy? To fill out a zoning application for this event, which, by the way, like at this point, 7 days is not enough to schedule food trucks. Like, I actually haven't done it because I didn't want it. I don't know what you guys are gonna do. Each food truck is a $500 minimum. So I'm looking at putting out a couple thousand dollars for this event. Happy to do it. Like, I'd like to meet the neighbors, like to meet the township, like to get off on more good feet together. But I can't do this for next Thursday. Like, that's off the table. And so I turned in this application and that was it. Like, the acting administrator, don't they have powers on behalf of the trustees of the township themselves?
So in this case, the answer is no, because of what I just said. Legally,
are we making it case by
case?
We
must operate. Answering, please. We must operate as a board. So we have not explicitly given the zoning administrator the authority to say yes or no to this particular case, because this case has not come up before. This situation has not come up. Because the zoning administrator has not been given that explicit authority in our zoning code, we have to do it as a board, not as individuals.
So what is there a list of explicitly defined authorities that that administrator has?
Yes, it's in the zoning resolution, which is available online.
Okay, that's great to know. So this is not something else. What other instances are we going to come across that are not explicitly defined? Like, is there some general, like, you know, most contracts, like, say, like, and, you know, other things, like job descriptions, the very last thing, and other things. Welcome to the 5 minutes. And other responsibilities as delegated, right? Like, you guys don't have any sort of specific clause like that for the zoning administrator? They can only do, what, 12 or 14 itemized things?
They can do what is explicitly granted to them in our current zoning resolution.
Got it. Cool. So the question then I still have is, next Thursday I can't get food trucks. What happens if I show up with some gas grills?
This is not a question and answer session. This is your chance to address the board on this issue that you asked for.
Julie, I'm never given opportunities to dialogue with you all. This is my only opportunity to dialogue, and that's why I'm asking questions. I can't even get an email response from you.
That is not
three
true.
Unreplied emails.
Out of how many? 100?
Please, I don't know, Julie.
Yeah, 100.
You're exaggerating.
You send emails nearly every day, sometimes more than once a day.
Asking for follow-up, Julie.
Well,
you will not interface with me.
Look, we have to do the research, and I told you this yesterday. We have to do the research. We have to consult our legal counsel. You're not asking for simple issues here. This, like I said, you're not asking for a
to use the park is not a simple issue.
If you want to go over there and use the playground equipment and use it as is, good to go. Don't have to ask us anything. But bringing a vendor to the park is an issue.
Is it a vendor if there's no money changed?
If you're having Julie, may I speak?
Sure, go ahead.
If you're having a party at Friendship Park instead of a food truck rally, then you need to get permission from us to do that. You came to the Board of Trustees asking for a food truck rally, which is something we have never done. So that is why she scheduled a special meeting, or included you in a special meeting, to try to address what you've requested. Now you're changing what you requested.
You seem bothered, Mr.
Well, you need to come to the zoning board and ask that. I mean, to the zoning administrator and ask that after the meeting. If you have a different request, that's fine. Come and ask that.
I'm just asking. You're wanting to make a black and white rule in a world that's gray. What's going to happen if I show up and have grills?
This application that you submitted is as black and white as it can get. Although it's incorrect in about 50 ways, it's as black and white as it can get.
I'm sorry, I didn't go to school for forms.
You want to have two to three food trucks in Friendship Park on these specific dates. How do you get more specific than that? This is what we are here to discuss.
And approve that, Julie. You don't need a resolution to approve my black and white
form. I told you why we needed a resolution. I have told you why. Legally, we have to do what's right, and we also do what's best for the township. And we have to protect the township. There's a huge liability here, right? A huge liability compared to just using the park to go over there and sit and read a book. So we have to consider that. And this is the advice we were given by our attorney, by our insurance company. So we're doing the resolution. If you want to withdraw your request, that is fine. If you say you can't do it, you don't want food trucks there anymore, withdraw your application then.
I have no intention of doing that.
Okay. But you don't want the resolution.
You're welcome to pass it if you like.
Well, we're not going to pass it unless you're willing to sign the permission, the permission document, because that's part of the criteria that our attorney has advised.
So what's your bathroom cleaning schedule currently?
I don't know.
If you want me to clean up after myself, I'd like assurances I've been cleaned beforehand.
We will assure you that it will be cleaned beforehand.
At what time period?
Our restrooms, our maintenance staff takes very good care of that park. It does. That is something that I maintain, and I make sure that the restrooms are in working and clean order. And the park is in clean and the best it's been since I've been elected.
Wouldn't you like more people to use that since you put so much effort in, Mystic?
Okay, do you have anything else? Your 5 minutes is up. Okay, thank you. Next.
Lisa Bradley. Okay. God, I hate doing this. My name is Lisa Bratton. I live at 9195 South State Route 202, Tip City, Ohio. I just wanted to say that I hate that this has come upon you guys like this at the last minute, and I think that maybe we just need to look at other townships and what they do and not feel so rushed to make an emergency decision. Because the township properties are different than our own home properties when it comes to liability and risks and things like that, and I do understand that. That's all.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, anybody else?
No.
I'm just gonna make some notes. Because we do look at other townships a lot, so.
Okay.
It's a great suggestion, and I mean, in this particular case, it, like I said, it was the advice of the attorney and the insurance company. Okay, so is that all we have then?
Mm-hmm.
So next up will be action items. You wanna read the resolution?
Okay.
Wait, before you read that, did you want to speak? We just got the last person done. If you want to go, you can still go. Okay.
Okay. The resolution number 26-06-061, a resolution approving food trucks at Friendship Park for zoning case 1426.
Okay, do we have a motion? So before I ask for that,
mm-hmm.
So you're not going to sign the agreement. Is that my understanding?
I don't know. If you're gonna have your lawyer look at it, maybe I should have my lawyer look at it. I was just given this 36 minutes before the meeting.
Understand. Okay, so you know, we have been working on this like crazy. I can't tell you the number of hours I have in this. So this meeting is basically to get you what you want, possibly, if you are willing to agree to these things. So if you're not willing to, then we're not going to pass it. That's, again, on the advice of our attorney. So,
well, Julie, I've looked at it on my phone, which I can't make heads or tails out of a small document on a 3-inch screen. So, I mean, if I can look at it tomorrow, read it, understand it, send it to my attorney.
Okay, so the other advice is that we are to table it if you're not willing to sign the agreement, and it will come up at the next meeting, which will be July 7th.
And we're in the same situation where I have less than 7 days to schedule food trucks. So I should tell you that I'll sign it now so you pass it. Is that what we're saying? And then the township will crucify me for not signing if I choose not to?
If that's the game you want to play, then fine. We're here to try to give you, you know, we went through
so
the legal...
So you want, without question, I'll sign your document.
Didn't say that, but this is these are the conditions that you can possibly bring vendor food trucks to Friendship Park.
Mm-hmm. Sure, I would like to have the chance to sign this, please.
So that was not my question.
I would like you to prove it if that's what you choose to do.
Okay.
So that I can have a chance to sign.
I make a motion that we table this.
I second that motion.
Call the vote.
Hold on 1 second. I'm taking notes.
We have an absent trustee.
Okay, sorry.
Making motions like that?
She's not making any motions. Josh made the...
Didn't she just say call the vote?
Josh made the motion and I seconded it. I mean, you're in the same room.
And what did Ms.
Okay,
trustee...
any discussion? Any further discussion?
No. I mean, I think this has been discussed enough.
Okay, no discussion. Call the vote, please.
Trustee Reese?
Yes, to table.
Trustee Wilkerson?
Yes, to table.
Okay, table motion carries 2-0. Next, we will have a motion to enter into executive session for the purpose to consider the appointment, employment, or compensation of a public employee or official. Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Okay, I will second that. Any discussion? I would just like to say that there may be action taken after the executive session in the form of we may hire somebody. Other than that, no further action. And then when we come out, if we do that, then it will end. Okay, let's take the vote for executive session.
Trustee Reese?
Yes.
Trustee Wilkerson?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries 2-0. Time into executive session will be 6:22. And we will stop the recordings at this time. Okay, we're coming back to regular session at 8:24 p.m. We will be taking no further action this evening, so we need a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you, and I will second. Any discussion? Hearing none, call the vote, please.
Trustee Wilkerson?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes, motion carries 2-0. Time of adjournment is 8:25 p.m.